Hello students, how are you? Hope doing well. Welcome to second module of Key Elements of a Democratic Government. This particular module, we are going to learn a number of key elements that influence the functioning of a democratic government. We shall discuss some of them. By now, we are aware that most of the countries in the world following indirect democracy, also known as representative democracy. This means that people do not rule directly. Children, you have to understand, in democracy, people are so powerful, they are supreme, but they are not going to take any part directly. Then how? It means the representatives who make decisions on behalf of people. The government gets its power from the people. The idea behind the representation means the democracy, if you want to involve number of people, large number of people under this democratic scenario, the best way to adapt the indirect democracy or representative democracy. People choose their representatives, we know very well. Democracy has certain key elements which make it the most preferable form of government today. What are those key elements? Those key elements are participation, other ways of participation, need to resolve conflict, and finally equality and justice. These are the four ways of key elements given in our textbook. Let begin with the first one. What do you mean by participation? What does it mean? Participation means to take part in. In a democracy, every citizen has the right and the means to participate in the decision-making process of the government. It means participation in a democracy means people's participation in decision-making process. There are various ways by which people participate in the decision-making process of government. Generally, the government has to satisfy the general needs of the people. Yes or no? So in a democracy, why we are electing the government? We are electing the government to satisfy the needs of the people. These needs are affect or concern all or most of the people. They relate to the daily requirements of the people. All these things are essential to lead a dignified life. People elect their government for a certain period of time. So in democracy, the participation of the people, how they are participating to elect a government for a specific period of time. It is not a lifelong process. Each and every government which are electing by the people has its own time limit, time boundary. People judge the effectiveness of the government through its ability to fulfill these needs of the people. Once the government has been elected through election, people will see and there is a scope of verifying, evaluating the particular government for a period of time, 5 years I think so. So the government has to be sensitive to them as the people elect it to power. So those governments elected by the people, they have to take care of the needs of the people. It knows that if it does not satisfy the people, they will not vote next time. So here it should be very careful. So the right to vote, the way people are participating, they are taking part in election, each and every vote has its own importance. In this way, participation of the people very important and playing a key role. Second key elements of democracy, as per our textbook, it is other ways of participation. So people's involvement or their participation, not only during the time of election, you can find out in other ways also. Where? Children, generally if you talk about the elections are usually held once in 5 years. Yes or no, ma? Once in 5 years. Besides voting, there are other ways of participating in the process of government. So, don't think that only people, they will come during the time of election. After the completion of election in democracy, there is no question of taking part in the government. It's not like that. There are many ways in which people express their views and make governments understand what action they should take. These includes, what are other ways of participation, other means of participation apart from the election, like dharnas, rallies, strikes, signature campaigns, all these things they can adapt. What I mean to say, children, here, if you see a democratic government where it is chosen by the people, those people constantly watch the government. They will observe the government. They do not wait, sometimes they do not wait for the next election to give their judgment. Spontaneous, on spot, there are some occasions where the people get the chance to express their views about the current government. So therefore, people have been given the power to express their opinion. If they are unhappy with any policy made by the government, people freely state their viewpoint. They use various methods which we have discussed, like rallies, dharnas, signature campaigns. All this way they can show their anger. Sometimes even newspapers, even media also playing a very key role, children. Newspapers, magazines, TV, even social media nowadays, social media also very powerful platform to show the viewpoint of a public. But it is true that in a democracy, usually democracy allows people to participate. It is also true that not all sections of the people are actually able to do so. See, democracy will respect difference of opinions, because then only you can say it is a democracy. Democratic government is why it is very beautiful and a respectful form of government, because it will respect the individual opinions. But sometimes all the people may not participate, may not approach, may not aware of all these procedures. There are another ways also where people able to participate, in which way? By organizing themselves into social movements that seek to challenge the government and its functioning. Through movements also people can show their viewpoint to the government. Move on to the third key element of democracy, that is need to resolve conflict. See, children, we know very well diversity is an important feature of democracy. Yes or no? Yes. If diversity is responsible for making our culture unique, our democracy unique, it is also the cause for disagreement among people. Listen here. We can point out differences among people on the basis of many factors. Because in a society, particularly any society, differences are quite common. You cannot imagine any society in the world, any country in the world, without social differences. Some factors are religious differences, race, caste, gender, religion, language, all these differences among people, even on the basis of wealth, urban, rural, all these are differences. So these differences divide the people into different groups. This disturbs the harmony in the country and cause insecurity among the people. So you got where the conflicts are the main root cause of this conflict? Yes. Generally, conflicts occur when people of different culture, as I said, religion, region, economical background, do not get along with each other. sometimes when they feel that they were being discriminated, no equal opportunities given to that particular community, that particular caste, that particular area, definitely all these basic reasons usually in any democracy leads to conflict. Whose responsibility to resolve this conflict? Yes, obviously the government. How government able to resolve these conflicts? Generally, in Indian constitution, our constitution lays down the basic rules or laws that have to be followed by everyone. These laws are for both the government and the people. These laws not only for the people, not only for the government, it meant for both. So in democracy, everyone was supposed to follow some basic guidelines, rules and regulations. By following rules and regulations, we can easily solve any conflict in the democracy. For example, even sometimes water also, even sometimes rivers also cause for tensions, conflict between the states. You take the example of River Kaveri. This River Kaveri water dispute is the main factor responsible for bad relations between the people of the states of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. So that time, how to solve this problem? This problem was solved by a fair distribution of water. When two states are fighting for the river water, then how to give the water equally? This is, it may possible by the central government, their tribunals, river water tribunals. So in that way, see, in a democracy, if a problem is there, automatically there will be a solution. Only thing, we have to discuss, we have to involve the people, we have to consider each and everybody's opinion. Very peaceful way we have to take the decision. That decision definitely 100% that will treat everybody equally. Move on to the last key element of democracy, that is equality and justice. Equality and justice provide the base on which democracy is built. It is only in condition of equality that people enjoy opportunities. Thus, a democratic government tries to provide a certain minimum to all people. This ensures justice to all the people. That's why equality and justice is a key idea of democracy. It's a key idea. But one thing, equality and justice are inseparable. We cannot separate each other. You know very well, all are equal in the eyes of the law. Yes or no, children? In Indian law, all are equal. Not even the Prime Minister or President of a country is outside the force of the law in a democracy. From Prime Minister to Pune, everybody, they are equal before the law. How to promote this equality? Children, generally the function of the state is to remove all practices that go against human dignity and the worth of the individual. Yes or no? One such is untouchability. Law has therefore prescribed punishment for people who practice untouchability. One more example also we can take, that is the discrimination against girls. It's a matter of social concern, very serious concern in our country, which declining the sex ratio. This shows the attitude of people towards the girl children. This attitude need to be changed. The constitution of our country contains several provisions to protect women. Special policies and laws have been made by the government to further this goal. Moreover, opportunities have to be created for people who are unequal due to historical and social factors. We should not forget that a democratic government is a government of the people. And people means whom? Human beings means men and women.
So when men and women both should be treated equally. So every individual in a country treated equally. Opportunities to be provided equally. So there is no question of degrading. There is no question of promoting. All these things should not be there. So we should treat each and everybody equally. So these are the four means of key elements which we have discussed in detail. So democracy never ending expectations. So expectations always more in a democracy. Sometimes this is the testimony for democracy. When people expectations more, definitely democracy try to improve their performance, try to reach those expectations. Democracy is open to everybody. People, they are free to express their views, their opinions. They can judge the government. But one thing, whatever these elements, it is always going to be improved the democracy. When these are improved, definitely it would enhance the dignity of democracy, level of democracy. So students, hope you understood the concept. Once again, read the textbook thoroughly. Try to get the concept. No need to by heart. Read the textbook a number of times. Go through the PowerPoint presentation. Definitely you'll be able to understand. Thank you. Thank you one and all.